Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever, whenever you're listening to this, I am Ryan Barr, tuning in for another one. And I have something to say. Screw having a nice body. Screw it. Who cares? Right? It is such a small portion of what you think is your goal. We all want to have abs. We all want to have a bigger bicep or feel better, you know, have less knee pain or have less pain or just be able to take our shirt off at the beach or look good with clothes on and off, right? We all want that, okay? Now, I go into this all the time, especially in our private community. It's if you change your life, then the weight falls off. We like to think that if we lose weight, then our life changes. It's actually the other way around. I will refer to myself as 200 pound Ryan, okay? And my goal would say 160. So 200 pound Ryan does not live the same life that 160 pound Ryan lives, okay? They live completely different lives. So if 160 pound Ryan lived 200 pound Ryan's life, he would just go right back to where he was, okay? Now, on that note, you have to remember that fat is just insulation. It's really just covering up the real you. I know I'm a hippie, right? I sound like a hippie right now, but it's just covering up the real you, right? The more weight you lose, the better your vehicle feels, the more you drive your vehicle. Why would you keep driving down a broken down vehicle? You wouldn't. You just leave it parked in the driveway doing nothing, collecting dust, breaking down year after year. But if you take care of your vehicle, you give it the right fuel, you take out all the junk in it, you give it a nice vacuum, you give it a nice clean, polish it. You want to drive it everywhere. You feel like $1 million. You know when it's summertime, when the windows are rolled down, you feel great? You just do more in life when your vehicle is fitter. Simple. Okay. We like to think that, oh, I want to get fit because I want to look better. I want to feel better. Your life changes drastically. You actually start pursuing passions again. So the things that you used to find fun, you really double down on, right? You start doing way more. Right? So I'm a big nature person. So definitely when I was overweight, I never wanted to go outside. I never wanted to do all those things. But now that I've lost weight and I feel better, I just feel like I want to go outside more. I don't want to sit down and watch TV or scroll through social media. I don't want to let my time be taken up by those things. Does that make sense? Okay. Also, the confidence you develop, it's a different frequency. Okay, I always like to call fit people on a different frequency. The reason why is because they know how to manage their food. They know how to manage their sleep. They know how to manage everything. And when you learn how to manage those things, you tend to become more free. But to become more free, you need to manage things. So it's kind of like a two-sided sword. So I always say to people, the fitter you become, the more freedom you have, but it also comes with more control, right? So you have to remember when you're spiraling out of control, it means you're putting weight on week after week, or you have so much weight on your body you can grab, right? So remember, 160-pound Ryan lives a completely different life than 200-pound Ryan. Right? That's a huge thing to remember. We tend to forget that, I can't wait to go back to what I was doing. Well, if you go back to what you were doing, you'll just go right back to where you were, right? Now, I want to kind of let you guys know that when you lose weight or when you start to feel better, you don't even want to go back to your old life. Let's say drinking, let's say eating, let's say going to that burger joint or your favorite place to eat. You don't even want to do those things. I know it may sound crazy right now, but deep down, you know it's the right thing to do to be healthy. Because if you pass away, if you die early, if you don't take care of yourself, you're leaving a huge hole in your family's life. Okay. So you know it's much more important than your superficial needs of being, you know, satisfying that craving you have of sugar, ice cream, whatever it is, right? I'm not judging. We've all been there. Now, I want to let you know that 160-pound Ryan had to close a lot of doors, okay? When you start actually taking your health seriously, when you actually start prioritizing yourself, when you actually start trying to repair your foundation, repair your vehicle, you have to close doors. A lot of the times when we start losing weight, we have enough motivation where we can lose 20, 30 pounds, but then we put it back on. The reason why is that individual never closed doors, right? He never set boundaries, okay? He never set boundaries. And I have a story to tell about setting boundaries, all right? It's when I owned my fitness facility. I had about 50 members coming in and out of the gym at that time, right? In terms of that hour at night, it was 5 o'clock. So we had a lot of people coming in. So about 50 around that time. It's usually our busiest time at night. And so I had one gentleman come up to me and he said, "Wow, that girl's super hot." And I just looked at him and I said, "I don't speak about my members that way. I don't." And he looked at me and I looked at him and it got awkward for 30 seconds, but it never happened again. I set a boundary. I just don't do that with my clientele, right? What are some boundaries that you are not setting, right? What are some boundaries that you're not setting? So really ask yourself, am I ready for 160 pound or am I ready for 170 or 180? Or am I ready for abs? Because that takes a different type of individual that sets boundaries, that closes doors, right? That walks a different walk, that is on a different frequency. Okay. Now, I wanted to let you guys know that I appreciate every single one of you. I'm standing tall. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe. We also have linked below our private Facebook group where we can continue the conversation further. I guess I'm just so excited to see you on the other side. So where we can continue the conversation further. Gentlemen, I want to say thank you. I will see you on the next one. I appreciate all of you.